Blog Talk Radio.
The Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new scene. It's a new day.
Hallelujah. Praise God and good evening to everyone. We thank you for tuning in to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all praise and honor and glory first and foremost for his presence. And we thank you for again tuning in and taking the time this evening to join us in the study of the all-powerful, all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah. We pray that everybody has had an awesomely blessed day today. Happy February to everyone. We're already in the second month of this year, and we just thank God and give him all praise, all honor, and all glory for the many blessings that he is bringing for us and will continue to bring forth. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle. We want to give them a shout out to Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones. Praise God. And we thank God for you, and especially you. We have a word in the house tonight from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, entitled, "There Is No Other Name." We just know that God has a word that he's placed on the inside of his belly to bring forth this evening with power and authority and with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But before we get into the word, we'd like to welcome and usher in the presence of the Lord in song. And so we are going to play for your enjoyment and praise, "I Know Who I Am" by Sinatra. Hallelujah.
over me, and I know who I am. We are the chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I'm working in miracles. I live a life of favor.
I'm mad. day.
Praise God. Do you know who you are tonight? You, if you have given your life to the Lord, you are a child of the Most High God, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a holy nation, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We know who we are. Would you bow your head with me in prayer as we go before the Lord, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you all praise and all honor and all glory because we are your children, Lord God. We know who we are and we know whose we are, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence here tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that will go forth as you promised and not return void, but accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, Lord God. We thank you for every man, woman, and child, every family that is represented here tonight, Heavenly Father. Anoint the listener's heart afresh. Open their eyes and spiritual ears to be able to hear and receive and be able not only, Lord, to be hearers of your word, but doers also, that they may go forth and help to advance your kingdom here in this earth. Lord, bless them mightily, Lord God. And just, Lord, meet every need. If there's deliverance that needs to take place, deliver. If there's healing, be Jehovah Rapha on their behalf, Lord, to bring forth a mighty and powerful healing. If restoration of relationships need to take place, Lord, restore, bring unity, Lord God, where there's division. If there's a financial need, Lord God, that's needed, you are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, yes, you are. You are the Lord God, our provider. Meet and provide every need on behalf of your children, Father God. We thank you, Lord, knowing that we can come to you, call on you anytime, day and night, Lord, and your line is never busy, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise and all the honor. Now I ask that you anoint Pastor Jasper afresh, Lord, and let his words go forth with clarity, with understanding, with power, with your anointing, Heavenly Father. And we will be certain, Lord, to humbly give you, Lord, all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we ask these things in the name that is above every name, and that is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God for which all blessing flows. Amen.
Amen.
Give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you for my life and family, Lord. Thank God for everyone today. Amen.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
All the glory.
Amen.
We dive into the word of God tonight. Amen. God may bless these people. God may come out strong and be a blessing to the people of God this hour. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like for you to take time to turn, if you will, to the Acts of the Apostle. It's called the Book of Acts. And we're going to start. King James Version, you're going to start on the 4th chapter and 10 through the 12th verse.
Hallelujah. Acts 4, verses 10 through 12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name, hallelujah, under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God. Praise God. At this time, the early church started, and the Holy Ghost had came down on Pentecost, and the church was being manifested, going forth. The early church, amen.
Amen.
And there was no miracle that happened by then there in the book of Acts, throughout the book of Acts, in the fourth chapter, the miracle, man got healed, amen. And he got healed and delivered on that time, and they were wondering what was going on, what caused this to happen, what was happening. And Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost, he was telling what was taking place, but in that point in time in Israel, he was telling what's happening. While I'm taking place, how that impotent man was healed and so forth, and who healed him. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, when you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, praise God, even by him doing this man stand here before you whole. So the man, he was delivered by the power of God through Jesus Christ and was healed on that day and that hour. Amen?
Amen.
So a lot was going on in the book of Acts. Early church, people, the apostles, the people getting together, God was doing for shaking and stirring and so forth, and his spirit was filled up in people, and they were doing a great amount of work. He had time and hour, and even now today, amen, he still goes on, and not stop. He continues to go on to Jesus return here on this earth. But that's what the thing was going on during the time of the apostles, early church being established, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start right there. And the topic for this world today is, there is no other name. There is no other name. Amen. That is topic for tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And I got a long intro right here for you, but I'm going to get started with this right here. Today, there are 7.8 billion of people living here on this earth. 7.8 billion of people. That's amazing. And most of them live in certain countries, like most of about over a billion live in China and throughout the world. And that's a lot of people been born alive and living, been birthed each and every day. They've been born almost every day, so many men per day have been born. And someone is leaving, someone is coming. On the earth, someone leaves the earth, someone is being born on the earth. It's amazing how things continue to flow like that on this earth from day to day by the birth of a child and the growing up of someone else, and how that cycle continues to go on. It's amazing to me how that happens from day to day, and how billions of people here on this earth, and they got many names, some of the names the same, some of the names not the same, but there's a lot of people. There's a lot of names, amen?
Amen.
I can't name them all. But there's a lot of names there here on this earth. So names have been in existence for a longer humanity. God created a timeless tradition when he gave Adam the first name, meaning form of the earth. So God created him from the earth, from the dust of the earth. Amen? In Genesis, talk about that. In the same manner, people have been given out names since the beginning of the recorded time. It was in the beginning. They even got a name. Adam named Adam. God gave Adam the name of Adam. Adam gave his name, gave us, other names from that point on. So that's been going on since process of time. It's been going on here and there for a long time, since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The first name of people that have been given out names since the beginning of time. People and parents get names, ideas for the children from all kind of walks of life. They get them from everything from their favorite celebrity. They get names from characters in best-selling books. They get names from pop music, different type of music, the top songs that music been played. They get names from famous drinks. They get names from famous cars. They get names from famous clothing. Even famous politicians. Can you believe that? They even get names from famous politicians. And they get names from different sources. They get certain names for their children. They are even for the even to their own lineage or their family tree, whatsoever. They get names from that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So beneath all that cultural shift in names, it appears that some popularity is driven by shared policy. Names should have a meaning and a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Names should have a meaning and a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? We name our children, we name our pets, we name our cars, we name our hats, we name our hurricanes,
mm-hmm.
we name our land, we name our lakes, we name our seas, we name our continents, we name our countries, we name our states, we name our cities,
mm-hmm.
we mean the hair, and so on. What is in the name? What's it in the name? What's all about this name significant? What is so significant about a name? Identification, quality of a thing, or what's on a person's mind and heart. A person's name is a person's name is one of the greatest connections to their own identity. I say a person's name is one of the greatest connections to their own identity and in individuality.
Mm-hmm.
So some might say it's most important word in the world is to that person. You hear someone call their name or get recognition for something they had done. So a name is great significance to each and every one of us. It should be.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the name of the things of God should be of great, even greater significance of the things of God in our life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So name is very important to identify what you on a regular basis and who you are, and also identify identify who are the people of God, identify who are the people, are your family, me, family tree, who are in your household. You identify many things of who you are as a person, and then criteria of the person that you are, and you kind of distinguish that, what you're all about, who you're all about, and who's in your circle, who you be around, who your family. I mean, you can tell me, are you Jane's son? Are you so-and-so son? Are you my grandparent? Are you Jesus' son? He would mention that, that identify me with that family. He said, are you that son? Are you that grandson? Who are you? Who are your people? What's your statement? What you all about? You know, and that name recognition may make a big difference. I know my grandfather, he used to use his word when he bonds. So he used his word, his name, to get different subjects, food, or other things he needs for his family. And he would use that terminology to do those things to get things taken care of his household, for the food, shelter, and clothing. He used something for his name, his reputation, his integrity, his business, and how he talked to people. He would use that to gain some type of influence to get some of the things that he needs. Well, on tonight, we're going to start with number one, no other name. No other name can comfort our sorrows. Now, Lord, save the Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No other name can truly comfort our sorrows. Stay close to the Lord, and also study your word, and God will give you strength and help you to put forth in whatever situation was. Things going on in your life. You learn to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Learn to trust in God. Have that connection with God. Have that relationship to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then you will show insight you need him. And when you understand that you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. All what things? Things in life that you need to fulfill your life, things you need to keep sustain your life. What you need in your life, God say, get that taken care of. Don't worry about the clothes you got to wear. Don't worry about shoes on your feet. Just learn to trust him to take care of the basic needs that you have. God said he will take care of that. Learn to draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh unto you. Amen. And that's a comfort, and that's a joy in our heart to know that God will be with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us at any given time. What a comfort. Oh, what a joy that he'll have that assurance in our life. Oh, blessed assurance. That word that come forth in our life like never before. Trust God all the way. God used his holy word to bring the necessary healing we need in our daily life on a daily basis. That's our daily bread of life is in him through his word, through his Holy Spirit. You need to lean on that. You need to trust in that God will do what he said he's going to do and bring us out when he said he'll bring us out. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And trust God, trust his word. And God will not let us down. Amen. There's no failure in God. There's no failure in God. Comfort our sorrows. Jesus is our Lord to comfort us in any given time. And his Holy Spirit is our comforter to help sustain us, to help keep us, to help to restore us in our time of need. In those days, in those times of sorrow, sometimes we have seasonal sorrow, but God said we have expiration day where you see no sorrow. We're not going to last for so long. Amen. God's going to restore us. It comes in to trust in God and trust in his word. No matter what the circumstances, what things look like on the outside, God is working on inside of us to restore us, to keep us, and to protect us from every harm and danger. God will be right there with us no matter what's going on. learn to trust God through learning to trust in God. There was a song by Gloria and William Gunther, and it said, God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because Jesus lives.
Amen.
So I say to you today, just because Jesus lives, life is worth the living, amen? And he's a life giver to life and to our entire being. And we learn to trust in him, we learn to walk in him, we learn to obey him, and we learn to stay in his word, and then his word will stay in us and has to fulfill and strengthen us in our time of need, amen? Number two, no other name can. No other name can bring joy that lasts always. I said, no other name can bring joy that lasts always. The word of God encouraged us to rejoice in the blessing over our life and give glory to God in all things. Not something, give glory to God in all things. Amen? Give glory to God in all things. Amen? All things, Roman Christine 13. All things true. Amen? Things that are true, give glory to God. True joy can be attained in a heartfelt gratitude of God's love, mercy, and grace. Let me say that again. True joy can be attained in the heartfelt gratitude of God's love. It might be God's love, not God's love of God, unconditional love of God, everlasting love of God, mercy, and grace. Amen? Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound. In hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Through the power of what?
Through the power of the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is our helper, is our comforter, amen?
Amen.
He's our teacher as well. So the Holy Ghost got many functions there for in our life to those that live for Christ, teaching God the records. As well, instead of course of God's word, it's still aligned to the things of God for our life, for Christ working in us to do what God calls us to do. Amen? And that's so important to know what to do about that. We learn to count all joy in trials and testing. Amen? The joy of the Lord is our strength. There's more than joy. We remain doing for a night, but that joy cometh in the morning. That's a morning time joy. You might be in any given time. Let God give you that joy in the morning time. Let God give you that noonday joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Learn to rejoice in the Lord. Learn to sing a song with him in your heart to give God some joy, so that he sustain your heart and your spirit. Because you know, sometimes my mom used to hum and sing all around the house. But you would have joy in your heart. You would trust God to, by faith, that God would work things out. You need to work out in her life. From time to time, he did. He said, I'm sure he'll take God with things out. Amen. He one child is enough, two or three child, but seven is definitely more than enough. But you got, thank God for that. Don't have that nighttime joy. He's talking about ye rejoice in joy, unspeakable joy, and full of what? And full of glory. Praise God. You see the end of your faith. Amen. And the joy of your salvation in Christ Jesus. So God can give you that morning joy, that noontime joy, and that night joy. He can give that to you. You can just allow him to work that in your life and allow him to open up to him that can give you that joy, unspeakable joy, and full of glory in any given time. God is a God of joy. Jesus said, joy that I give you, the world can't take away from you. The world can't give it to you. The world can't take away from you. The world don't know anything about that joy. That heavenly joy, that spiritual joy, that supernatural joy that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's something that God planted on the inside of us through his word. That also the fruit of the Spirit. Hello? Mm-hmm. That joy for the inner as believers, that joy for the inner from day to day. That joy, that love, that peace, that joy for the inner. Because Christ has given that joy through his word, through his spirit, and through his life working in us for his good. Amen. The Holy Spirit brings us joy for the Romans 14:7. The Holy Spirit brings us joy. Jesus is the author of our joy, praise God. According to John 15:11 and 17:13. Jesus is the author of our joy. go to Christ. They can fill you up with full of joy, an unspeakable joy. They can fill you with joy in the morning time, the joy in the noon time, the joy in the night time. God got you covered. They'd be a sustainer of your joy. Amen? Mm-hmm. Don't go joyless. Be joy-filled. Praise God with the word of God, with the spirit of God. Be spirit-filled. Then that joy may come alive in you. That joy may strengthen you. That joy may increase. Because the joy of the Lord, from Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? Don't lose your joy. Don't let any fool you and track and block your joy that God entitled to you and gives to you to the believer. Don't let no one take that joy from you. He said, well, he gives to it, can no one take that from you? Don't let nobody take that joy. Keep that joy going. Keep it strong. Keep moving it. Amen. Let that joy keep residue in your heart, your mind, your spirit.
Amen.
You didn't tell your disciples when you're about to leave, according to John 16:22. He said, but I will see you again. He said, don't fear. I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. But Jesus telling the disciples in John 16, he said, don't worry. Don't fret about it. It's going to be because your sorrow will turn to joy, going to turn to great, going to turn to joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Don't worry about that. Christ's joy by abiding in him, and we abide in him, and the believer, abide in Christ. You will be filled with joy, and he abides in you, and you abide in him. Amen. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't lose your joy. Amen. This is good news and great joy. Keep Christ in your heart, and he will restore the joy of your mind, heart, and spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fret. Keep Christ first in your life. Amen. Mm-hmm. Number three, no other name can take away the sin of mankind. We got a lot of fake names out here. Got a lot of names that claim they can do certain things. A lot of people have different names of different religions and so forth, different stuff. Know without a doubt that it was Christ Jesus that brought you out. Know without a doubt it was the blood of Jesus that saved you. So know without a doubt there's power in the blood. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen? In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. There's power in his name. Amen? Mm-hmm. The Son of the living God. Amen? There's power in his name. The begotten of the Father. Sometimes people leave that name out. Jesus is the only Son of God. No, Jesus is the begotten Son of God. The begotten Son of God.
Mm-hmm. The only begotten.
The only begotten. A begotten Son bring a child into existence by a man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
By a man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
The process of reproduction. Amen. At the time of the power of God in the Virgin named Mary. Supernatural power of God that brought forth our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He brought that forth. But he was begotten. He wasn't so he was begotten the power of God to make that happen. Amen. He brought that forth through the power, process of reproduction. God brought that forth through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
He brought that forth. The people that begotten is a powerful word. And also begotten don't need to be left out. But God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Not just his only Son, yeah. But he only begotten Son, the process of something was going on at that time for it to take place, the process of reproduction to take place inside that virgin by the power of God of Mary. So that's very great, that's very significant. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I had come in my Father's name. In my Father's name, Jesus said, I had come. He would tell the people, tell the disciples, tell the Jews, the Gentiles, he came in his Father's name. I mean, the power of his Father's name. If you see the Father, you see me. First one, Romans. So you're seeing the Father, you see me. So there's power in the name of Jesus. Also, the power in the Father's name. No two are one. Romans.
Romans 5.
Let me pick up the Romans on the song. Romans 5, verse 1-8.
Amen.
Amen to that one.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God.
Oh, justified by faith. Not works, justified by faith. Go ahead.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Always through our Lord Jesus Christ.
By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory
of
God.
Praise God.
And not only so,
uh-huh.
but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
Amen.
And patience experience, and experience hope.
Paul.
And hope maketh not ashamed,
uh-huh.
because the love of God
love
is shed abroad
yes, Lord.
In our hearts
heart.
By the Holy Ghost,
by the Holy Ghost,
which is given
due time.
Christ died for the ungodly.
Hallelujah.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet preadventure for a good man, some would even dare to die.
Did Christ die for the what?
For the ungodly.
We all venture because we're all sinners.
Amen.
Amen. We're all sinners.
And it says, verse 7 again, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet preadventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us.
His great love.
Hallelujah. And that while we were yet
sinners,
hallelujah, Christ died for us.
Amen, amen. Christ died for us. Why we? He loved us before we loved him.
Yes, he did.
He loved us before we loved him. Amen.
Yes,
where we
did.
Get sinners in our sin, Christ died for us. What do we even think about him?
Hmm.
He died for us. Why do we, no. God is so great, so gracious. Amen.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Why do we get sinners? Christ died for us, for the ungodly, you and I. Amen.
Amen.
We might have life in through Christ, what God did through Jesus on the cross. And he birthed. Burial and resurrection, praise God. We thank God for that, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that. Take away the sins of mankind.
Amen.
Take away the sins of mankind. Do what Jesus did.
Yes,
did
you
get Colossians 1:13-17? Yeah, add that to it. Colossians 1:13, chapter 1:13-17. So Christ, he did all the work. He did all the work he was done. He finished the work. He finished the course. Amen.
Because
no one has done what he did. And Paul was sharing that. Because Paul went through all that. He went through shipwreck, false brethren. God brought him through all of that. But he did for he was on his journey for the establishing the church and so forth. And was working for the Lord and doing the things of God. Paul, Father Paul went through all of that for the sake of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
1:13.
Colossians 1:13-17, and the word of God reads, who has delivered us from the power of darkness.
Hold on. Oh my goodness, that's a powerful, profound statement. Who has done that? Wait.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness?
Yes.
And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Dear son.
In whom we have redemption through his blood.
Power of the blood of Jesus.
Even the forgiveness of sins.
Praise God.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature.
How many creatures?
Every creature. For by him were all things created.
What can they get that wrong talking about? The Big Bang. There ain't no Big Bang. Where?
No,
the Word of God. Where?
No evolution.
Where?
That are in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
And that are in earth, visible and invisible, whereby they be thrown. Or dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him, and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist.
Praise God. Talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He put the work in. He done all the work. Amen. He paid the price for us. Amen. We can't sin for it. We do no sin. Praise God. We thank God for his word. Thank God for his spirit, thank God for all the work that Jesus has done, continued for us and done in us. Amen.
Amen.
Number 4. No other name can bring true salvation. No other name can bring true salvation. No other name.
That's right.
He claimed it all, but there's no other name that can bring true salvation. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Mm-hmm.
I think another verse. But do you believe it? Do you receive it? See, there's no other way to bring true salvation but through Jesus Christ. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Continue to say that Jesus said, whosoever hear my word and believe him who sent me have eternal life.
Amen.
If you have eternal life, you believe you receive by faith, you have eternal life. Amen. And say it again, behold, I stand at the door, and the door is knock. Hmm. If anyone, my voice, door your heart, and open that, they open the door, he never forced the way in. I will come in and eat with him or her, and he will be with me. I will abide with him or her, and they will abide with me. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus coming to your life, coming to your heart, and being with your Holy Spirit. God says, no, by grace are we saved. Not works. The inner man should boast. But it's the gift of God.
Amen.
He's the power of God. He's the gift of God as well. They all go hand in hand. Amen. He's mm-hmm. the power of the Almighty God. His name is so great that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. To all nations.
That's
God
right.
to go out and make disciples. To all nations. In words, in Matthew and Mark and Luke, he said that. He's still saying that today. To the people of God, we have some work to do. Amen. We have some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. No other name can have the power of his name. No other name can have the power of his name. The greatest of his name also is seen through all time and ages. Excuse me. The greatness of his name also is seen throughout all time and ages. In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus Christ. The name is above all names. The name stands before, beyond, and after all others. In the beginning was the name, and at the end would be the name. In the present time, all things depend upon the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, which what we believe upon, and many things he taught, many things he did, and he insisted upon to the fellow believers for to do, to say, to live. Amen. Mm-hmm. He continued on to transform life today like never before, according to the word of God, and also according to Franklin Graham. That's the word. Thank God for that. And also, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He changes not. Amen.
Right.
Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. He also is the author and finisher of our faith. He is our high priest.
Mm-hmm.
He is our chief cornerstone. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He is the joy of our salvation. He is our healer and a great physician. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That's who he is. They can power his name, power his blood, amen,
mm-hmm.
power his spirit, praise God. So there's no other name above all names, his name. There's no other
mm-hmm.
name you can compare to his name. No other name you can compare to the name of Christ and what he had done, amen, for us. No other name. Number six. No other name can be more excellent, although how excellent your name in all the earth. No other name can be excellent and his in the name above all names. Okay? Jesus is the name above all names, and he has been the most dominant influence on our world history, our world today. No matter where you go today, no matter you look at the books of evidence, Israel, throughout the world, throughout different disciples, throughout different ministry, the word of God is prevalent, and the word of God is instituted each and every day in the life of the believer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to Philippians 2, chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, there's no other power in his name. We're talking about also his name is more excellent, and the name is above all other names. Amen. All the names on the face of the earth, Jesus' name stand above all the other names. Okay, the name he created, his name still going to be above all the other names. All names have been named.
Philippians 2, verses 1 through 10.
Yes.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
Same love.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness, of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
My God.
Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name, which is above every name.
Say again now.
And given him a name,
my God.
Which is above every name.
Every name.
That at the name of Jesus,
my God, hallelujah,
every knee should bow.
Every knee should bow.
Of the things in heaven,
and
in things in earth,
my God,
and things under the earth.
I'll put that thing together.
Hallelujah. Let me continue.
No, that's it. Amen. Every knee should bow, and tongue should confess.
Oh, verse 11. I'm sorry. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we should die. We tell them to confess. Okay, here we go. That's going to happen.
Yes.
We believe it or not. It doesn't change the word of God.
Yes.
We believe it or not. It doesn't change the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. It's powerful.
Amen.
Okay, number six. No other name can be more excellent, and the name is above all men, as I mentioned before, praise God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall be called, and Jesus, and it shall be called, you didn't get to this here, it shall be called Advocate, Lamb of God, Deliverer, the Resurrection and the Life, Shepherd and Bishop of our soul, Judge, Lord of Lords, Man of Sorrow, Head of the Church, Master, Faithful, true witness, faithful and true witness, rock, the door, living water, bread of life, rose of Sharon, Alpha and Omega, the true vine, Messiah, teacher, holy one, mediator, the beloved, branch, carpenter, good shepherd, light of the world.
Amen.
Light of the world, image of the invisible God, the word, chief cornerstone, savior, servant, the mighty, everlasting father, shalom, Lion, the tribe of Judah, I am, king of kings, prince of peace, bridegroom, only begotten son, wonderful counselor, Emmanuel, victory, son of man, day spring, the amen, king of the Jews, prophet, redeemer, anchor, bright and morning star, the way, the truth, the life, angel of the Lord, friend of sinners, holy, one of God, ancient of days, Lord of glory, praise God. So much more. I can't even name them all. So much more. He's talking
Amen.
About, I have to tell my Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, name above all names, power, authority, dominion above all names, praise God. We're talking about that name above all names. Amen. Wrap this up.
Amen.
Praise God. Seven. No other name can destroy the work of the evil one. Nobody but the name of Jesus. First John 3:8. No other name. And no other name. Can't do that. Jesus has the authority to restore what was broken in every aspect of human life. And he invites us to share and to do the same. We have the same authority he gives to us through Christ Jesus to do the great mighty work of restoration, reconciliation, and divine of people through the kingdom of God. Amen. Prayer. First John 3.
Okay. All right. He that committeth sin, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8,
uh-huh.
he that committeth sin
yeah.
is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
From the beginning.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Amen. Jesus came to destroy the work of the devil. He came back from wilderness. He was doing some of that thing that like he was living the people. He was doing the work God called him to do. And he came back from the wilderness. 4 days before the night, he was battling the strong man, the enemy, and he came back doing a mighty great work of deliverance, what God called him to do, and he was doing that in ministry, public ministry. He was doing that from day one, and kept going on with him and his disciples, he chose his disciples and so forth, and they were going to do a mighty work in them. Also, he empowered us to do the same, praise God. You go to Mark 16, verse 15 to 20, Jesus empowered us to do the same thing by his Spirit. And also in Matthew 28:18, he empowers you to do the same thing today. As believers, as children of the Most High God, he empowers you to do the same thing. He told Peter, feed my lamb, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Amen. So we got a responsibility to feed the sheep, feed the people of God, and feed God's lamb as well. In Christ, you are anointed, appointed, and you are Holy Spirit filled.
Mm-hmm.
For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise God. We got the work to do. Saints got the work to do. Amen. But we are now the people of the Most High God by his grace and by his mercy. Amen. To do the thing he called us to do. But we are his workmanship created in what? In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Unto good works. Amen. Unto good works, which God has for us to do, has ordained for us to do that work in Christ Jesus, amen. We are his workmanship in Christ Jesus, amen. And we should walk in them from day to day. There is no other name but the name of Jesus. There is no other name in which we can be saved. There's no other name that has that power to cleanse up our sins through the power of the blood of Jesus. There's no other name, saints, that you can be born again. No other name that can deliver us from the death of sin. And Jesus paid the price and paid the cost for us to do so, amen. Thank God for the grace and mercy. Well, we are saved by grace, amen. By grace are we saved through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, trust God and know that there's no other name which we can find salvation. And the song said, are you living a life of favor? Let the world know who you are. Let the world know about your T-I-D-I-C. Your T-I-D-I-C. Your true identity in Christ.
Amen.
It's your father. You everywhere you go at. You should have a step on your forehead, on your hand. You should have the full expression flowing through you, and let you know who you are, that you are a child of the Most High God, and that you are the son and daughter of the Most High God. Amen. And then they would know who you are for your love you have for one another. Amen.
Amen.
They would know who you are. No other name you can't be saved under. No other name but that name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. There is no other name. We have about 5 minutes left in the broadcast. If there is one that would like to comment on tonight's message, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad and we will dispatch you into the studio. We're talking about tonight the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name by which man can be saved. No other name. Jesus Christ, the name that is above, hallelujah, all names. We thank Pastor Jasper for that powerful word tonight. We pray that it has been a blessing to you, praise God. We want to go ahead and make sure that we give the invitation to salvation. So if there is one on the line that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life tonight, we ask that you not wait any longer, that you let today be your day of salvation.
Amen.
Simply by saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe that you are the Son of God, that God raised you, that you came, lived, died, and was resurrected as God raised you from the dead. And I ask you to come into my life as Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that simple prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We also would like to share that if you want to know more about New Season Ministries, we would like to direct you to our website at www.newseasonmin.org. That's newseasonmen.org, praise God. And if you would like to help to financially support our ministry, there is a link to make your tax-deductible donations because we are a nonprofit ministry, praise God. And we give God, again, all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for you being here. We thank you for those that also have already reached out to us and financially supported this ministry. We pray that you will go forth this week and have an awesome and mighty week in the Lord. Share the word of God with someone. Let them know about this powerful name that Pastor Jasper was talking about tonight, the name that is above all names, hallelujah, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. Go forth this week and be blessed, and to God be all the glory.
God bless.
God bless.
Do what's called.